I'm Marco Werman. You're tuned to The World. It'd be so easy to say this next story is about a Home Depot in Georgia. Full disclosure, Home Depot in this case is simply a metaphor for a hardware store in the Georgia I'm talking about, the former Soviet Republic. This store is really a sprawling open-air marketplace, and rummaging through the stuff on sale is like taking a trip back through the Soviet past. Journalist and artist Andrew North is based in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, and this market just spoke to him.
When I first saw this place, I mean, it is just an amazing sight to see literally rows and rows. I mean, there are hundreds of people working there selling all this stuff. And it's an incredible sight. And the artist in me thought, I've got to try drawing this. And then I think once I started it, the journalist in me then saw a wider story there.
Right. Well, you report in the usual way, you know, asking questions, recording interviews. But as you say, you also tend to draw when you're in the field. And you undertook a big drawing in this market. We'll have it at PRI.org. Those tools, though, I mean, we're not talking weapons. These are machines that almost kind of steampunk. What do these machines do?
I mean, you have got there in some of the stalls old electric motors, very powerful ones, which used to drive Soviet metro, Soviet subway escalators. So some of these things are big. I mean, you know, they're really powerful old motors. You've got old Russian-made gearboxes, the kinds of things that would be used in a big machine workshop. Again, some of these motors were used for the same kinds of things. Old ventilation fans. And then on the smaller end of the scale, you've got Soviet-era nuts and bolts, Soviet saws, hammers, all these kinds of things, and which have been reconditioned, cleaned up, and then are being sold on again. And in effect, what these people are doing is they're selling the past in the hope of a new future.
Yeah, there's all this machine stuff, and then you've got old Soviet propaganda posters, even a hammer and sickle flag. I'm just curious, what does all this stuff represent today in Georgia for the people you met?
Well, you see, this is the thing, and I think this is where I found it really interesting as I spent a lot of time there and I got to know the people. It's a window on Georgia's transition, which has been a pretty tough one at times since the end of the Soviet Union 25 years ago, because for the most part, people in Georgia lean west. There's a very pro-American sentiments here, but there's a lot of people who've been left behind and are not so sure with the changes that Georgia has gone through. And in a place like this market, it's called the Eliava after a street nearby, you find a lot more people who are to some extent nostalgic for the past. They miss the certainties of communist rule, and they found it a struggle. And the Eliava, this market, they hoped it would be a kind of a midway station to something better. But for many of them, it's proved to be the kind of the end of the line.
Are people buying the stuff in this market? And if they are, is it about nostalgia or is it about we need cheap stuff and this is a pretty good deal?
It's a bit of both. There's still people who are coming to buy this stuff, but a lot less than used to come. And that's why a lot of these guys are struggling. I mean, as you'd expect, because now there are more people who can afford the newer stuff. The newer stuff works better. Why would you want to buy a 60-year-old Soviet motor when you can get, a well-made, much quieter German motor, which runs a lot more efficiently and costs a lot less, you know? So it's a market that clearly doesn't have a lot of oomph left in it. And while I was there, I actually saw the changes happening. I mean, in the 4 months it took me to draw this drawing, I mean, the drawing actually is about 13 feet long, so it took quite a long time, as you can imagine.
It's a 360 panorama, right?
360 panorama, that's right. And, just to get that done, obviously I was there for a long time. And in that time, I saw the changes. Stalls closed down. Several people that are actually in the drawing have already moved on. So I think we can safely say this market, this part of the market certainly doesn't have a lot of life left in it.
So Tbilisi is also your home right now, Andrew. Did covering this story, did drawing this market kind of change the way you see your fellow citizens in Tbilisi?
It certainly did, because, you know, one of the great things about drawing is that it's both slow and immediate. It's obviously a difficult process trying to get, you know, an impression of someone, especially guys who are working. I have to ask them to stop for a while so I can get to kind of the outline of them. But then at the same time, once I've done that drawing, they see the results immediately. And I think just me being there meant that I could learn a lot more than I ever would have done if I'd just come down to do a quick couple of interviews, such as I would have done when I was a journalist working for television, working for radio, and doing it in this kind of very over this extended period of time, you learn a lot more about people. And as I say, I found it very interesting to sort of find the nuances and the differences in their outlook. Because on the one hand, while there are some who are certainly miss the past, miss the Soviet past, there are plenty who see, despite all the hardships they're going through, the only alternative for Georgia is to keep going west.
Journalist and artist Andrew North, thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco. Great to talk to you.
You can take a virtual tour of Georgia's Home Depot of the Soviet past. We've got some of Andrew North's drawings over at PRI.org.